Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. I'm Courtney, your taco-loving, powerlifting, sun-soaking host, serving you bite-sized audio bits of all things nutrition, training, mindset, and some real and definitely relatable life experiences without the Instagram filters. Let's dig into today's episode. What's up, strong friends? Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. I am about 10 weeks in, 6 weeks out of my competition prep. And as I get closer to the show date, like a lot of my friends here that I go to the gym with, that I hang out with, they all see and they understand that I'm in prep. And they keep asking me like, how's prep going? How's prep going? And I think there's like this misconception where they think that something exciting is going to happen. And to be honest, I really believe that competition prep is really boring. So this is my insight on why I think it's boring, because honestly, I really believe that competition prep has been over-glorified and over-glamorized. And I can see that now that I am into it. So before, from an outsider's perspective, I saw competition prep as something like, oh my gosh, it's so fun, it's so exciting, you get to see your body change. And like, yes, that is very much true. But again, I think it has been over glorified and over glamorized. And now that I'm into it, I can really see that. And again, although there are so many great aspects that come along with it, it's not all about looking shredded and feeling great. And in all honesty, like I said, I think it's really boring. So this is my insight on why I believe prep is boring. It really doesn't matter what the timeline is for your prep, whether it is 12, 18, 32 weeks, could be longer than that. It's repetition. You basically are doing the same thing day in and day out for weeks on end. The least amount of changes that happen, the better, because then you know what works and there's no reason to change what's effective. There might be a few minor adjustments here and there, like adding in an extra set to an exercise or making a very, very minor nutrition adjustment, but otherwise it's the exact same thing. Everything narrows down to a matter of rinse and repeat, days upon days upon days. From your water intake, your meal timing, your exercises and workouts, what you eat, consistent sleep, posing practice, daily movement or cardio, you want to remove any variables, and the more consistent you can be, the better you and your coach can see and make progress. So again, as I record this, I'm about 6 weeks out of my next competition and people have been asking me how my prep's going. And I keep saying all the time, it's the same. All is good, but there's nothing new to report. And that's again why I think most people need to understand that it's kind of boring. Boring in the sense that it's repetitive, not boring in the sense that it's not enjoyable, but not doing anything fun or new, really. Workout programs don't really change. I've done 21 weeks of the exact same workout routine in my last prep. Like, there's nothing fun about that. And I'm not trying to deter anyone from wanting to compete when I talk about this, but I really want to share my insights, and I never want to make people believe that this is different from what I show them. Yes, it can be fun. It can be incredible to watch your physique transform and develop and grow, to watch your mindset shift and to see how well you can stay disciplined for an extended period of time. I think that's so much fun and really cool to watch. And I've made some of the most significant personal growth and changes during these preps that I've done. And looking back, it's absolutely incredible. But when you're into it, when you're like deep in the midst of it, it's really like robot mode that happens. And you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And honestly, it's like that definition of insanity. Those who are involved in this sport can get this as I'm explaining it. And it's not for everybody, but those few who are really, really into it, they really go all in and they're okay with it. They're okay with the boring, the repetitiveness, and those are the ones that are gonna do great. So I hope this little insight helps in terms of understanding why I think prep is boring. Again, I absolutely love it and I'm here for this. I'm very much a person who likes to stay organized, who likes repetition, who likes having like a really consistent schedule. But when things want to happen, like, yeah, there's some sacrifices that of course need to be made. And you're like, nope, can't do this, got to do this. Like, and again, it's like kind of boring, incredibly repetitive, but those who are into it are all in, and those are the people that are going to do great. So this is my little insight on why I think prep is boring, and that's it. We'll talk to you later, strong friends. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you loved this episode, please show it by leaving a 5-taco rating and a quick little review so that I know which topics you're benefiting from. Make sure you're subscribed on here, part of my free email newsletters, and following me on Instagram at Courtney for Life with an underscore. Until next time.